Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up? My name is Nick Russo.
Hey, I'm Aaron Austin.
And the Rodeo Houston 2020 lineup has been announced, and we're going to give you our review of it. We're also going to talk about Lizzo coming.
Yes.
Whether or not she is or not.
It is. It's happening.
We're going to do this. This is the Rodeo Houston 2020 recap. Rodeo Houston lineup is official, Aaron.
It is. Once and for all. Well, actually, it's not totally done because, remember, we still have those three artists that are going to be announced on
February 4th.
Yes.
So Bun B is going to go to different area high schools to announce that. They said that about a million times yesterday.
Yeah, so if you don't have that in like etched in your brain, then yeah.
Yeah, definitely etched in mine. The party was really cool. The food was good. The atmosphere was really cool.
How was that that shrimp mountain?
Yes, I talked about the shrimp mountain quite a bit. They have this giant ice sculpture of the Rodeo Houston logo, and then they put a bunch of cold-boiled shrimp all around it and a bunch of lemons and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really delicious. I had a 9-piece.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I was going to have an 8-piece, but I was like, you know what? One won't hurt anybody.
Let's go for the odd number.
Yeah, they always do a good job with the food. Mostly it was committee members, big wigs from Rodeo Houston. I think there was Reed Ryan was there. There was also the Australian. I believe they're Australian. The guy that has the Australian accent. I always forget his name, but he's kind of like the host of rodeo during that time.
I know. It's so interesting that they got some Aussies doing it, but yeah.
But I didn't see the lady. I only saw the man.
Okay.
And then there was open bar, so people were getting nice and toasty.
The one time you can get lit at rodeo, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yes. Right. Yeah, as at the super fan party or the lineup announcement party. They also had Gonzo 247. He's the Houston artist. So Gonzo's done a bunch of murals, and they're all around our radio station walls. He's the graffiti artist.
Oh, okay. When you said I think you said hi to him at one point, and I was like, oh, is that our friend's friend? Like, I totally thought it was somebody.
Oh, you thought it was Gonzo?
Yeah.
So Dorian is one of our good friends, and he has a good friend who is also my good friend, Gonzo, aka Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
He might be listening. Hi, Lewis.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. So it was Gonzo 247, who is the artist.
Okay.
He's a graffiti artist in town. And what else was big about it? They had, macaroni and cheese egg rolls. Everybody was talking about.
Well, because apparently that's going to be one of the items sold at rodeo.
So that's added to the new menu.
Yeah, that's part of the new. Yeah, along with that, the pickles topped with like flaming hot Cheetos, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's called the indigestion combo.
Oh my God. I was like, I mean, I know that it's probably delicious, but I hate saying this. It would totally give me diarrhea. And I know that's
golly.
Too much information. I know.
Somebody,
I'm TMI central over here.
Give her some more fiber.
But that looks like a major upset stomach to me.
Yeah, so I got there super early. You take the elevator to the Directors Club, which is on the 7th floor, pretty much as high as you can go. The field was still set up. Houston Texans field was still set up.
Because
we could potentially have the AFC Championship here if we win this weekend and the Titans win this weekend. So to see who goes to the Super Bowl. Could you imagine that? Texans versus Titans, which is essentially the old Oilers,
going
to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
The city would go nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Tickets are already $400 a piece.
If it happens.
Well, they've already printed all the tickets in case it does happen. So season ticket holders got their tickets already. Because there's only one way it could happen.
Yeah. Well, that's so crazy.
And I imagine it's a headache to take the field on and off, so they just leave it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense, but still.
So, so we're on the 7th floor. The party, all the organizers are there setting up. I got to talk to Lisa Gagnon for, 2 seconds when she first came in. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how are you doing? With this, grin on her face, because I know that was really a thank you for not saying anything about the leaked lineup smile.
Oh, well, okay. And isn't she the one that you also talked to about the lineup that somebody else gave you?
Yeah, so Lisa Gagnon's head of marketing, head of promotion. Like, she is the number one marketing lady. I could be getting her title wrong. I'm just not looking it up right now.
You know that she's the big cheese.
Yeah, she's the reason that rodeo has seen the makeover, if you will, over the last couple years, kind of like the Shock and All. She was kind of behind that. She's really trying to organize the entire event. She's got a really cool resume. But yeah, I saw her at the Chick-fil-A party, and she's like, oh, I told her, congrats, no leaks. And I said, I only got this one picture.
You jinxed it.
I know.
Oh, my God. You totally did. By the way, I found out how it happened.
All right. Because I
was
going to.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say, because it came from somebody else.
Well, just don't say the names.
There's no names. Let's just say that an area newspaper did it.
So they had early firsthand knowledge of it because they were trying to prepare this stuff
next week, and they printed it a week early, and then somebody at their facility took a picture of it.
Oh man, mm-hmm. More reason to get rid of newspapers.
I know. Oh God, that's terrible. Many people have jobs in newspapers.
I'm not going to use this moment to pick my bone with our local paper.
Well, because apparently it wasn't that local paper.
Oh, it was another paper. Oh, man. Well, last year the leak happened, I believe, because someone at the poster-making company snapped the photo because it was definitely the poster. And then this time it was certainly a picture.
Of a newspaper.
Of a newspaper, yeah. Yeah. So that explains it. I was a little bummed. I think that Rodeo should send out leaks, their own leaks, that aren't real.
Oh, yeah. Maybe kind of like that friend of yours that sent you that lineup.
So basically, I got a text from a friend who had this calendar-looking lineup that looked like it could have been an actual lineup. It looked official. So at the Chick-fil-A party, Lisa Gagnon brought up that, and she asked me if I had heard anything. I said, well, I have this picture, and I showed it to her, and she was intrigued by it. She texted it to herself from my phone. And I imagine that's kind of like an artist, like, oh, you think you know what my work is?
Oh, well, I mean, we have the same thing when people start speculating, even us speculating over who's going to be at 10-man jam.
Which we were kind of close. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Rodeo.
Yeah, no, but I mean, we speculate for Rodeo for sure. But I mean, we do it ourselves when it comes to 10-man jam. And then we have, you know, listeners always reaching out like, oh, is this person going to be there? What about this person? We're like, we don't know until we find out. It's like nobody tells us.
And it's the same for Rodeo where like we really don't know. It's all speculative. And
we have hunches, you know, and like sometimes we get a little insight.
From a record rep who might, like,
kind
give us
the
yeah, or give us a little bit of a side eye, like, yeah, that
Maren
idea might
Morris
be there.
His husband.
Yeah, hey, that was the best one. That is the best, like, because I kind of realized it when it happened, but it wasn't until I listened back and I realized that he realized he did it. Like,
yeah.
And I think that's the best way to have a leak. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were going to have a leak, that's the way you want it.
And
one artist.
And that one's like a very slight, you know, it's definitely not like the lineup. All in print.
Totally.
Kind of leak. Oh my God.
Yeah, and there was a specialness about it too when Ryan said that. Like he knew it as soon as he said it, but he was also so comfortable in the conversation that he was really just relaying her excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Which did you see that she posted the picture of herself pregnant and she put gonna be pregnant AF at Rodeo Houston. Yeehaw.
I didn't see that. Oh my God.
Yeah,
well,
so
and she will be. Like, I don't know when she's ready to pop, but I think it's like.
It's March 26th is her due date.
Oh my God.
She's going to be 8.5 months pregnant when she's on stage.
What happens if she's early?
They're going to have to get her. So I thought about this earlier. If she is early and she can't perform, it's going to be kind of like Demi Lovato came in and took somebody's place?
Or like when George Strait played at Rodeo.
But Ashley McBride? Who's going to get the nod?
Oh, like who would get her spot? Yeah, it's very reminiscent of when George Strait played for the Rodeo for the first time and somebody else got, mm-hmm. you know.
Maybe Miranda Lambert.
Somebody else could perform.
Eddie Rabbit couldn't
got
perform.
His, yeah, that's it. I'm a ding-dong.
Yeah. Could sit down and then, but I'd say Miranda Lambert, maybe she fills that spot. Or Ashley McBride, or it could be anybody, really.
Well, what's Miranda's tour?
I thought we had determined that she was able to fit there. So.
Yeah, well, because she's playing in Dallas, and when I interviewed her, I was like, what? No Houston date? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, Dallas isn't far. And I was like,
So that really changes the tone of that message from her now that we know she's not on the Rodeo lineup, because it was sort of optimistic about it. Now I'm like, yes, it is kind of far.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a long drive.
Let's see. So she's in Dallas in February. She doesn't have anything. Let's see. Nothing for the month of March. nothing. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the secret conspiracy plan.
Oh, I take that back. She's in Australia.
Oh, well.
But, I mean, she's only in Australia for like a week.
But it takes 3 weeks to fly there, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I will say you do have like quite, you miss an entire day. I was like, oh my God, it's actually space travel or time travel, you know?
Because you've been to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You miss out on an entire day when you, I can't remember if it's when you fly there or when you fly back.
It's got to be flying back it's got to be flying there because the international dateline. So, like, mm-hmm. if you leave on Friday and you land on Sunday,
well,
so you miss Saturday.
I want to say they're already in tomorrow.
Yeah, it's already Saturday afternoon over there,
yeah.
I believe.
Or
so,
Saturday morning,
so when you fly
crazy.
That when you fly that across the dateline, I think it would take you, you would skip the day, that day of travel is literally the day of travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. I have a high school friend that lives there, and I'm like, God, it's so weird how you ended up in Australia. It's mind-boggling.
Got to love kangaroos and koala bears.
Those are two of my favorite animals, and now they're all dying.
Okay, that's for another podcast.
Okay, yes.
So if this is your first time listening, we should tell you that we came up with a pretty full lineup of who we thought was going to come a couple weeks ago, judging by tours and. You know, insider info, whatever we could figure out.
And we definitely, you know, because we had the star entertainer lineup, you know.
The genre.
Yeah. So I will say this. We were 100% correct on Midland.
Yes.
And the day.
Yes.
Which I was like, oh, yeah, mama's got it.
And Maren Morris. We didn't get the date right on Maren Morris, I don't think. But the fact that we picked it, I'm very proud of that because she was not a shoe. And obviously we mentioned we had Ryan Hurts.
What day is she playing?
She's again? The fourth one up. She's like on the sixth or something like that. It starts on a Tuesday. It goes Midland, Willie Nelson, Becky G.
She's Saturday.
She's the first Saturday.
I wrote somebody on this, but I can't see who I had. I will say, ooh, am I right about this one? Ding, ding, ding. Oh, we were right about Chris Stapleton. And I'm right. Oh, I'm not right about the day.
And the one we messed up was also, I think the biggest letdown was no Dan and Shay.
Yeah.
I got a lot of tweets from people that were like, man, no Dan and Shay. I really thought they were going to be there. And I did too. Like, I really thought this would be their party.
I know. Especially after I interviewed them and they're like, I don't know. We're cooking something up. We love Houston.
So right now I think that means next year they'll be there. And the reason I say that is because they've always been, rodeo is generally about 2 years behind when it comes to announcement or super hot. And I say that because...
I don't think so. I mean, look at Lizzo. She's super hot right now, and I know she's going to be there. I know it.
Because front desk Leroy is friends with her, so I'm assuming he's heard firsthand information. But no, my thought is that the Garth Brooks first tease was 2 years before he actually was there.
Well, keep in mind, that's Garth frickin' Brooks. You know what I mean? But you got to get on his calendar 2 years ahead of time. Other artists... A year ahead of time.
I think Dan and Shay, I'm not saying they're on Garth Brooks' level. I'm just saying their level of popularity right now, they're probably booked for a year already.
Their level of popularity has gone up exponentially. However,
in the last year.
Yes, but
they saw that coming.
They're doing a big tour, but they're still not like, they're not to that level yet.
Well, no, but I'm saying they saw the popularity coming.
Yeah.
Like they knew, they sold out the, what is it before arena tours? So it's like stadium tours and then arena tours, and there's one before it where it's like amphitheater tours or something like that. Like,
well, I just think of like
smaller venues.
No, well, what's the? I mean, because so
like Revention Music Center, House of Blues, Dan and Shay would sell both of those out. So they've moved on already to stadiums, I believe.
Well, yeah, they're doing places like Toyota Center size,
and that's why I think that they knew that growth was going to happen, and they're going to try to make all the money they can, then rodeo sets them up. Because next year, they're going to be just as wanted. Nothing's going to change between now and then. Next year, they're going to be more likely to sell it out completely. They would have done it this year, I believe, but they'll be more likely next year.
Yeah. I just don't know what happened there. I do not understand that.
Me neither. But maybe they'll be the pop R&B one. Just kidding. JK.
No.
JK.
Oh, you know what? Who knows? Maybe one of the announcements is actually them.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they're the... Wait, hang on. We got hip-hop? No?
No, I don't think so. I think
it's EDM. We're waiting on what? EDM,
pop, hip-hop. hip hop, R&B, and EDM.
So, we already know who the hip hop pop is.
So, who was your biggest shocker on there? Or did any of them shock you?
Let's see. Let's go to the.
Because for me, John Party was the guy for me. Like, I was really happy to see him. I didn't think he would be on it, but it does make sense. John Party's very traditional. Where's the cowboy hat?
You know what's so funny? We didn't put him down, but for some reason, I felt like he would be on there.
I put him in my Twitter prediction list. I was 7 of 13 on my Twitter prediction list, by the way.
I think maybe Gwen is interesting to me. And I've like, I mean, I'm kind of excited.
Today, my barber, when I was getting my hair cut, you know, she's not super country by any means. She's from Los Angeles originally. And she's like, so is there anyone on there I would like? And I go, actually, what about Gwen Stefani? She's like, Gwen Stefani? She got super excited. So I was like, oh, that's the audience that rodeo's targeting. Mm-hmm. They're targeting that not, you know, maybe not the traditional rodeo goer, usually doesn't go, maybe doesn't usually, like the Blink-182 fan, not generally who you think of when you think of rodeo, but, or Panic at the Disco. You know what I mean?
And Gwen Stefani. She's dating Blake. He's been there a million times. All she's got to do is like, hey, Blake, what's this Rodeo Houston? What do I need to know? And he's like, all right, here's the rundown.
She even has a song with him on country radio right now. So there's a chance Blake Shelton shows up.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Could you imagine that? The place to go bananas if she was like, as you know, I got a song playing on the bull right now.
And she's going to call us out, give us a shout out.
Might as well.
I mean, why not?
And then Blake comes out to sing it with her.
Maybe we need to start tweeting Blake saying, like, hey, maybe you should show
I know you're not performing.
To Rodeo Houston on Tuesday, March 17th. I'm just saying.
I'll offer him dinner or something. Like, hey, man, we can go to Papacito's.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
I'm just saying. Like, you got to give him, make him feel like he's part of our family. You know what I mean?
I mean, well, if who knows? He might actually take you up on that offer.
He's a pretty down-to-earth guy.
Yeah. Totally down to earth.
So Ramon Ayala, that's going to be a big show too. That's the Go Tejano Day.
Yeah.
So far, the memes have been great about him. Apparently, everywhere Ramon Ayala goes, there's lots of beer drank, and they're like, "There's not going to be enough beer in this place," because he's got a song where it's about about drinking tequila and being sad. He's got a lot of like drinking songs, like Spanish drinking songs. And so apparently that's a real big thing. Like there's not going to be enough beer at the rodeo for Ramon Ayala. You're about to be shocked. That's what they say.
What?
That's what kind of the rhetoric is, I guess you could say.
Hmm.
I don't have the full lineup in front of me. I don't have it memorized yet either. So I was trying to think who else. Oh, Kane Brown. Obviously everybody's super excited about him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he was the 15th all-time paid attendance record last year. So I imagine it'll be another similar show, but now he's on a weeknight. Last year it was a Saturday, so I think that's going to drive up the numbers because it's a Thursday night, I think, that he's playing.
Okay.
Or is it a Tuesday night? Do you have the lineup in front of you?
Yeah. What day are you talking about?
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown is on a Wednesday.
Wednesday night. So that's half price carnival rides.
Are they still doing that special? Have we heard what they're going to be doing this year?
I have not heard the whole deal. I know that they changed the half price rodeo tickets on Wednesdays, but they were still doing the half price carnival, I believe, for Wednesday nights. I'm trying to check the website right now.
Right.
Visit Rodeo. Yeah, I don't see anything about Wednesday nights just yet. I know that. Oh, Becky G, we talked about her. She's on the third night. I met her when she was like 14 or 15 in San Antonio. It's crazy to see how far she's come.
Wait a second. I feel like we just talked about our dear friend Dorian. I feel like he's got like he met her or something. There's a story. I'm going to have to
Well, he's in Denver right now. So Chris Young, also First Responders Day. That's Monday, March 9th. I guess I was surprised to see his name, but not shocked.
I'm a little surprised by, I will say I'm surprised by Willie because he was here a couple years ago and I know so many people were hoping for like Reba. I know so many people were looking forward to her. And she hasn't been here in a while and she's getting ready to do a big tour. So, I mean.
Next year with Dan and Shay.
Oh, yeah. Reba and Dan and Shay.
It's already time to work on the 2021 lineup.
Well, I'm sure he probably is already. So.
And then Cody Johnson. He's the Thursday night I was thinking about. He's the night after Kane Brown, March 12th.
Yeah, I think, so wait, what night is he?
He's Thursday, March 12th. He's a second Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I had that wrong on my little
But thing. We did pick him. What about Dierks Bentley?
Did not pick him. We got Cody Johnson, we got Chris Stapleton, we got Kane Brown, and we got Midland for sure. And then Lizzo. I mean, I'm just going ahead and calling it. I mean, I don't know how many people listen to this, but let's just be honest. It's
Lizzo,
happening.
Like, there's nobody else it could be, really. Mm-hmm.
I am. Now, should we keep. What are our predictions for the other artists that haven't been announced yet?
So there's the first one, the first Friday night was hip hop and R&B. And on the little list that I first got leaked that never got publicized, mm-hmm. they had Chance the Rapper.
Now, do you think that is possible?
I do. I believe someone had it where he had a show canceled in March.
Hmm.
Or he had a show that was canceled, and this is like the makeup show, something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I think Chance the Rapper could do it.
Somebody was saying...
Travis Scott?
Yeah. Okay, so what I heard was that the reason why they had to delay was because of one artist. One artist... made them wait because of contract or something, obligations, whatever. So they decided to make everybody wait. And they're like, let's do all the Friday artists. So
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I think that it's a cool. And the other thing that is also helpful about the Friday and the delays on the Fridays is the ticket sales is going to be different. So mm-hmm. you're going
to. Although, you know, it's really weird. Yesterday I was looking up before the announcement and I was like, Rodeo Houston tickets. So like, whatever. Like, because I was looking for when they went on sale again. And there's already tickets for Rodeo Houston.
Season
on
tickets.
Sale. And there's a crap load.
Well, it's because they're season ticket holders. They already got their tickets.
It's amazing how many people are already reselling that on online.
Well, you know, like, the Kane Brown tickets, season tickets are going to go through the roof. All the Cody Johnsons are going to go through the roof. Ramon Ayala, Maren Morris, Midland. I think they're all going to, Keith Urban, they're going to see Chris Staple. They're going to see huge second markets. Like, that's going to, because the tickets are only $25 or whatever, like wholesale, like the actual ticket price.
Right.
They've never really changed that. So all the times you pay $40 a ticket because of secondary markets, it's people marking up the tickets that they've already bought.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Bastards.
So the EDM one, I'm still going with Marshmello. I still think that he's the only one that's kind of relative.
Yeah.
But it could also really easily be the Chainsmokers and nobody would care. People still show up.
Oh, heck yeah. They've been in town like 3 times, and every time they're here, I love them. I miss it. So
boots and pants, boots and pants, boots and pants. That's like the EDM sound. Oh. Boots and pants, boots and pants, boots and pants. You say boots and pants?
Boots and pants.
Yeah.
I like it.
And then who was the other one? We were talking about Travis Scott. So I think Travis Scott, that would be crazy. But his show is such high energy, and maybe it's part of the deal with the Astroworld, because Astroworld's
done. R&B and hip hop. I mean, what if it was like Usher?
Yeah. I there.
Although Usher hasn't done anything in a while, so I don't know if that would
actually. I thought he did, but yeah, he hasn't had a hit in a long time. So right. I'm not going to go with Usher. We said Alicia Keys too. That was one that people were talking about. She's been there in the past.
She's not hip hop.
She's not. So I'm going to stick with Chance the Rapper or Kanye West. Just kidding. There's no way Kanye, right? Could that be the one that like freaks everybody out and like?
I don't think he'd do it.
He played at Joel Osteen's place for free.
Yeah, but that's for a different cause. That was for Jesus.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for rodeo, maybe. No,
I think he would do it on his own.
Could you imagine the backlash if Kanye was coming to rodeo? Even without a name listed, people are losing it.
I can only imagine all the comments from the peanut gallery.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Like, as if they didn't like Luke Bryan. Imagine how much they don't like Kanye West.
It's like, oh, Luke Bryan, I hate him. It's like, you didn't hate him 2 years ago, and all of a sudden now you're pissed? Like, what's your problem?
Can we get somebody new? Well, okay, try on some Midland. I promise you'll like it.
Yeah.
That's new. Because how many new artists are there? Midland, Becky G, Maren Morris.
I mean, technically,
John Party. Gwen Stefani, Khalid, 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lizzo.
Yeah.
Just keep talking about her like she's for sure there.
It's like, I mean, if anybody from Rodeo listens, we're sorry, but, you know.
I think that secret has been spilled.
I mean.
It's the worst kept secret ever.
Or it's just the worst kept secret in this building.
Watch it. Yeah. Or watch it not be Lizzo, be Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, but I don't think, I mean, I don't know. I don't think she's big enough.
I don't either. Mm-hmm. But no offense to Meg Thee Stallion. She follows me on Twitter.
Mm, okay. But I don't, yeah. I mean,
she is a stallion. I've never met her in person, but I've only seen pictures of Meg Thee Stallion next to other people. And she dwarfs everybody she's standing next to.
Yeah. Is she from here?
Yeah, she's a Houston
okay.
girl.
Yeah, I just don't think she's like mainstream yet.
Yeah, Lizzo's the one. So, okay, so she's only 5'10". I guess she is standing next to shorties, or she's just wearing heels that make her 6'3".
Oh, for sure. Probably got those, you know, crazy-ass platform.
5'10 is tall for a woman, though.
Yeah, no, she's definitely not short.
They definitely wouldn't. She wouldn't date me if she was on Tinder, that's for sure.
She would swipe left.
I need to see your height in that profile. No. Yeah, so I think that I'm going to go with Chance the Rapper, Lizzo, and Marshmello as my final picks for the final three nights.
Okay. I like your style.
Now, there's something else that we started this year, the Texas Rodeo Network. Have you seen our postings for this?
Well, I saw something about it today, and I feel like I'm
kind of out of the loop on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's brand new, and essentially Texas Rodeo Network is going to have a web link where you can keep up with all the rodeo happenings, not the concert, the actual event. So the super shootout and the bull riding.
So if you want to know what cowboys are winning.
Or who's riding that night, or who rode last night, or who won last night.
Okay, that's
kind of
cool.
So it's going to be kind of like a leaderboard, scoreboard, all things rodeo. I have a feeling it's going to branch into the livestock show and auction, that information as well. We're just trying to find a way to encapsulate the rest of rodeo.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's just the concert because
You know what, I think there's a lot of people that actually do find that interesting. I mean, that's really why we're going, is to watch a rodeo.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not a music festival.
Probably find out who's actually doing what, so that kind of makes sense.
And also, it's easy for, you know, casual rodeo goers to go for the show. They show up a little early. They're going to go watch some of the rodeo. They know if they get there in time for Mutt and Bust and the show comes on after that.
Right.
But back in NRG Arena, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of kids, that's where they keep their livestock. Like every day they're moving in cows and bulls and longhorns and sheep and chickens and goats and everything coming in and out.
I think you just named every animal that was on Noah's Ark. But yeah.
I think so. I think you may have missed a couple. But they're reeling them in one after the next. And every other day, they're loading out and loading in. And if you've never been to the back of NRG Arena, let this year be the year you go back there.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have horse dancing and horse shows,
sorry,
and stuff.
They have what?
You haven't seen horse dancing?
Horse dancing?
Horse dancing.
No.
Yes, it's like the most elegant thing you've ever seen. The women are dressed in these really pristine outfits, and they're on these beautifully manicured horses, and they walk them out to music, and they raise their legs, and they dance, and they make them kick up. And
what?
Yeah. You didn't know about the horse dancing?
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's all kinds of stuff happening all around the clock at NRG Arena. Like, it starts in the morning and goes throughout the day. Like,
well, a lot of the stuff that's going on, like, when we're broadcasting, I miss out on, obviously, 10 to 3. So there's tons of that stuff, I'm sure, going on
yeah.
during those times.
There's the other one. Like, the one, my very first year, I judged the police dog contest. and they bring in German Shepherds and Rottweilers and all the baddest police dogs from the area all compete, and they see who's the fastest to take down the dummy, and like
that's kind of cool.
I did play-by-play with them, and they were doing like 50, 60 miles an hour. That's how fast it was, like, in human speed.
What? No.
Seriously, yeah, that was the police dog competition, and it's in the same.
I feel like that's a tall tale. 60 miles an hour for a German Shepherd. All right, maybe 35.
Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating.
Okay, yeah.
But it was fast, all right?
It was this big.
And it was also done within, like, you know, 60 feet. So they're like, it's a translation of time. It's like he was moving at 20 feet per second, which translates into 60 miles an hour in speed. Okay. You know what
all
I mean?
Right. Like, I'm bad at math, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. I don't think
you're probably right, Aaron. I'm probably wrong. But thank you, Parker McCollum, for that quote. Probably wrong. Anyways, it's in the same arena where we do the fashion show.
Okay.
But they just changed the fashion show setting. To be for the dogs and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going on in NRG Arena. So, that's where, so there you go. If you hate the rodeo lineup, but you say you love the rodeo, there's some cool stuff for you to go check out. And it's included in your ticket admission. So, when you buy your ticket at the gate, you can walk into NRG Arena.
And you can go shopping. And there's all sorts of other stuff. The wine garden. And they have really good prices on the wine.
And they have really good talent this year in the wine garden, too. Oh. I don't have the full list, but I know I saw Roger Craiger's name. And I saw a couple other people who were decent acts that I wasn't used to seeing them at the wine garden. So they're stepping that up.
Okay.
And then on top of that, tickets go on sale for the country acts on the 16th, 6 days from today. RodeoHouston.com.
I'm excited.
All right. Scale from 1 to 10. Where do you put the lineup?
You know what I'm going to say? Oh, man. I guess maybe a 7.
All right. I was going to say 8.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not disappointed.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I mean, if Lizzo comes, she's coming. Then, yeah, I'm going to be super excited. That is the one concert I really want to go to.
And I think Midland opening night is the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That one, too.
And I'm going to give away tickets here in just a little bit for the show. So, also, if you want to win tickets, you can't rodeo without the bull.
I don't know when you'll listen to this, but if you listen to this next week, starting the 13th, we will have Midland and Willie Nelson tickets to give away.
Sounds like a winner.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. That's a wrap, Aaron Austin. Thanks so much.
Woo-woo.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.